The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. How hard has it become to buy a new car in Ireland? Well, according to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, there are serious issues with supply at the moment, which is driving up the price and popularity of second-hand vehicles. Also difficult to find. Our reporter Aoife Kearns spoke to car dealers, drivers and industry reps to find out how much longer the second-hand surge and delay with new cars will continue.
No problems buying second-hand cars. The majority of cars, they're good quality. Normally people keep them in good condition, well serviced. The roads have improved in Ireland.
Well, it's much easier to buy a second-hand car. Once it's not going to break down. I like Toyota.
Are drivers leading the way when it comes to second-hand sales? Or is it the supply problems that manufacturers are facing that have taken hold of the steering wheel? Either way, it seems second-hand cars are on the up. According to the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, last month new car registrations were down over 17%, while the average age for a vehicle in Ireland at the moment is 9 years of age. So what's caused this surge in the second-hand market? Brian Cook, Director General of SIMI, explains.
If we look at the reasons behind it, well, firstly we had COVID, some factories closed down, and we've still seen the impacts of COVID. There's been lockdowns in China, so some Chinese manufacturing, so that's actually restricted the supply of cars. We have semiconductors, there's a shortage of semiconductors for all types of, you know, all types of products, including phones and laptops, but also cars. There's thousands of semiconductors in a new car, and there's been a shortage of them, and that, again, that's held up production. And then finally, we've had the Ukraine situation. There's some important parts that come for some manufacturers from Ukraine, and again, that has held up. So we've almost had a perfect storm on the supply side of things. While the demand seems to be holding up, there clearly is a shortage of new cars, and there is a shortage of used cars in Ireland as well.
In my head, I was thinking it was probably to do with the issues in actually getting the cars over here, but it's a lot more technical than that. So it's about the kind of parts and supplies. Is it kind of more than actually getting the car to Ireland?
Yeah, well, I mean, there are increased costs getting the car to Ireland. We're a small market, so we don't have the economies of scale of some larger markets. So Ireland is quite an expensive place for cars, both for businesses and consumers. I mentioned there, we're only 1.5% of the overall European car market. We've obviously had Brexit, so in some cases we've increased logistical and customs issues. And we are at the periphery of Europe, so, you know, it's more expensive to get cars into Ireland. And the final piece, and I suppose the piece that Ireland has a control over, we're actually quite a high taxation market. Our VAT rate is 3% higher than the UK, and we've got vehicle registration tax, which most markets, big markets, don't have. And overall, you know, the Irish consumer is paying over €11,000 in tax to buy a new car. And that amount actually also feeds itself into the cost of used cars. It makes used cars in Ireland more expensive as well.
In terms of this tax, is that a disincentive for manufacturers to sell to Ireland?
You know, it increases the price of a car. So Ireland is an expensive market for consumers. So that actually reduces demand. And we're already a small market. So if that reduces demand further, and we can see over the last 15 years, we've had an underperforming new car market, probably 30-40% less than it should have been for a variety of reasons. But one of those is taxation. And that does actually act as a barrier to manufacturers and retailers selling cars in Ireland.
Are there any brands or types of cars in particular that have become more difficult to get into the country?
Well, I think we've seen the supply issue has hindered all new cars, whether they're diesel, petrol, electric or a hybrid. What we have seen, though, is on a positive side, is we actually have seen an increased supply of electric vehicles coming into Ireland. This year, they're accounting for about 13% of the market. You know, so we've nearly 12,000 electric vehicles sold so far this year, compared to just over 7,000 for the whole of last year. So I think that's the one trend. I think the fear for Ireland is there's going to be huge competition around all European markets for electric vehicles over the next 7 or 8 years, and particularly in Ireland, where we have a much higher target in terms of electric vehicles.
Despite the problems dealerships are facing in getting brand new cars onto the market, second-hand has always been the first choice for a huge portion of the population. Brendan Doyle is sales manager at Hugh Boggins Motors in Gorey County, Wexford, who sell both new and second-hand Toyotas.
Yeah, I know we're lucky with our own brand. It's very reliable. Like, Toyota has great reliability. But like, people are keeping their cars if they keep them serviced and keep them maintained. Like, the cars now are going on a lot longer than what they used to. Like, it's not unusual now to see a car 15 or 16 years old on the road and still see it looking very well. I just even noticed that with our own brand Toyota now, they've introduced a new product where you can keep that car under warranty for up to 10 years. So that gives people the peace of mind to know if they buy that car, they don't have to worry about things going wrong over the next few years.
Would you say the price of newer cars is a bit of a disincentive?
For some people, like, new cars is a little bit out of reach, and maybe the second-hand car is a better fit. It fits their budget better and fits their pocket better as well. So sometimes that, maybe that's another reason.
And what would the biggest supply issue be for yourselves?
I think most manufacturers probably have a similar issue. It's to do with, like, certain components that go into the manufacture of the cars that just maybe delay the production, and maybe some suppliers had changed over doing different stuff during COVID when cars weren't being manufactured. So it's just getting everything back on stream and getting production back to the same level again as it was prior to COVID.
And in terms of I suppose the market at the minute, what's it like? What would your average customer that walk in here be looking for?
Well, the big thing, I suppose, everyone's gone very more environmentally conscious over the last couple of years. So a lot of people now are coming in. We get a lot of people coming in from other franchises. They're inquiring about, they know we have hybrid, and they know hybrid is probably the stepping stone maybe before going to electric. So a lot of people are coming into us looking at our hybrid range and looking maybe to save money on fuel efficiencies and looking for cheaper road taxes and try and do their bit for the environment. So that's mainly what we'd find from our customers coming through the door.
In terms of where you would get the majority of your cars from, where would the Toyota cars come from?
Most of our own second hands would be generated from trade-ins. So, like, we would sell the new cars first, and the trade-ins then coming in would be our used cars. So we would retail probably anywhere up to 70 or 80% of those, and then the older ones then we would just sell off into the trade afterwards. So most would be self-generated.
And is there a good lot of Toyotas now in Wexford?
There's a lot of Toyotas in Wexford, yeah, where we'd be fighting hard for the number one place here in the county. So most months here we're number one.
But it's not the first time there's been a lull in new car sales. Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie says we were faced with a similar scenario all the way back in 2008.
When there was a big change in terms of taxation in Ireland, and that also coincided with the economic downturn, there was very few new cars sold. And we saw the impact of that 3, 4, 5 years later, when there weren't enough of those cars coming back onto the market as used cars. And we will absolutely see the same thing again now. There are fewer used cars being imported and also fewer new cars being sold. And what that means is that as older cars naturally will go off the road because of age, we will see fewer availability of cars in the coming years. So in the next 3, 4, 5 years, it's very likely that even if used car prices start to go down and start to soften this year, there's no reason why they can't go back up in a couple of years' time, because people are again looking for, who can't afford a new car or who want to look, get a car that's maybe 2 or 3 years old, they'll go and look at the market and see that it's not there. There's not enough availability of that. That is something that we will have to look at further down the line as well. But it's absolutely a factor that can affect the market in the coming years.
And just to talk about the price of a used car at the minute. My sister bought an 09 car maybe 3 years ago. That car was worth the same, if not more now. Would that be just a prime example of how in the past when a car would lose value year on year, that has just kind of remained the same?
You know, there was that kind of rule of thumb that when you bought a new car, after a year or 2 years, it would generally lose about 30% of the value. And we're not seeing that now, because there's now much more demand for these cars. So the industry is moving to react to that, and the prices of used cars are now much higher. Now, if you've bought a used car 3 years ago for maybe €10,000, you might be really happy to see that, oh, my car is still worth €10,000. But the problem is, if you're moving to another car, that car has also increased in value more than likely. So it is a bit of a shock when people start to look at what the price is, because, you know, people maybe are in a car that's maybe 10 or 11 years old, and they want to move up a couple of years, and they're being met with really high cost to change because the prices are much higher. They're, in my opinion, really artificially high at the moment. They're way over what you would normally expect to see. But it is this kind of perfect storm almost within the market.
Does the cost of living crisis have anything got to do with this in terms of people maybe not opting for the brand new model? Or do you think that for some people it wouldn't even cross their minds to go for a new car just because people are feeling the pinch at the minute?
Absolutely. Every household is looking at its outgoings nowadays between energy costs, just the general cost of living that you mentioned. And, you know, we've been there before where we had very easy, free availability of money to finance cars. A lot of people were burnt that time round, and now there may be a little bit more hesitant. They're going to be a little bit more prudent about what decision they make. But also people are looking at other options. They're not just saying, well, maybe I won't buy the new car. I'll either buy a used car. But also with everything that's happened since the pandemic, maybe some people are working from home 2 or 3 days a week now. There's a number of households, anecdotally, we see that were previously two-car households are now moving down to one car, and then somebody's either getting the bus into work for a couple of days or the train. So people are definitely being more sensible.
So what do drivers think? Well, these drivers in Skerries, County Dublin, gave their views on the current situation and whether they'd buy second-hand when the time comes for an upgrade.
No, I think if the used model had low mileage and it was in good condition, I'd be open to purchasing, absolutely, yeah.
And would it bother you at all? You wouldn't mind buying a second-hand car, would you?
No, I wouldn't mind at all. Once it's not going to break down.
There's too much paperwork for the imported cars coming in. So there's 15, 20 pages for one car, I was told. That's what I notice.
What about the electric cars?
No, I don't trust them at all, no.
Why not?
I'd rather have the petrol or diesel in it. Going on a trip, I know I'm going to get home in one piece.
For me personally, I haven't changed my car now for 7 years, and I've looked after the car that I have very, very well, got it serviced, and I don't fancy spending, 30, 40 grand or whatever it is at the moment when I don't need to. I have other things to spend it on with the way inflation is going.
And when it comes to the time where you have to get a new car, would you mind getting a second-hand one or would you prefer to get a brand new model?
I would probably prefer to get a new car. I would rather get a new car, and if I look after it again, it should do me for another 7 or 8 years, hopefully.
So will we see a lull in prices anytime soon? Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie thinks it's possible if people bide their time.
Not everyone is going to go and buy the car just because it's at a higher price. So if there is a drop in sales and people go, actually, I'm going to wait, I'm not going to buy yet, that will help to bring down the cost because the market will have to react and have to change to lower some of its prices to move that metal. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, yeah. Aoife Cairns there reporting for us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.